girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hi there. Is it cool if I tied your shoes?
No.
What?
Because I'm not going to let you fall for anyone else but me.
What?
What the hell?
Okay.
Wow.
Whatever you do, don't point out the huge stain on the front of his corduroy pants.
Yeah.
It's orange juice.
Ew.
You can smell it if you want it.
No.
Instead, tell him his pickup line just made you hotter than the bottom of Bill Gates' laptop computer.
Oh,
and that's when you give him the number to the loser line. So
why
hopefully
is his computer so hot?
You can call it and leave an awkward voicemail we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Sarah, it's Jimmy, the juggler. I hope we can work something out with your cats. You know, I personally always thought that juggling kittens was a great draw for a crowd. And the 1 month old litter that you were talking about that you had sounds just about perfect. You know, if I think about it, they're old enough to not be too fragile, but young enough where their claws, you know, their claws aren't going to hurt my hands too much. So, and I won't need all seven of them. I think just four should be enough. Like, you know, and four that you feel really like meh about. So what do you say? We meet up in the same corner on Saturday. I'll see you then.
No, juggling. We need this man's information to put a like wanted poster at every animal rescue in the city.
How would that even work? They would cling onto everything.
I love that you can tell that he's tried this with adult cats before and it's gone horribly wrong.
Great
so he's
point.
Like, you know what? The young ones. I'm going to have the most viral TikTok of all time.
Oh my God, that is terrible.
That was hilarious.
Do not try that ever.
Yeah.
At home, at work, wherever you are.
Yeah, you puppies instead.
No, Jeff!
Next message.
Hi, Joey. It's Mala from Bumble. I look forward to getting to know you better, but before we get together, I'm going to need you to go ahead and send me a list of the news channels that you watch, your go-tos, the websites that you get your current events and news from, and the social issues that matter to you most. If you could just, you don't have to rank them, nothing crazy, just like maybe top five or so would be good in no particular order, and a brief overview of your religious beliefs. I just got to get this all squared away. I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly don't want to waste mine. So go ahead and get me that info by 5 o'clock, and we'll see you soon. I'm looking forward to it.
Next message.
I'm looking forward to it, unless you watch MSNBC, in which case you could take a long walk off a short pier.
I feel like that woman has gone out with too many conspiracy theorists. She's like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to cut it off right in the beginning.
She is one.
She gives me the conspiracy like, theorist vibe for sure. I got to say, I am curious where our listeners get their news from.
Probably us.
I would suggest when something big happens in the world and you want up-to-the-minute coverage with the inside scoop, go to our TikTok at Brooke and Jeffrey.
I was going to say, if you want to know nothing about it, then go to our TikTok page.
Jose and I will be reporting live with matching blazers.
Yeah.
Alexis will do the weather, and Brooke, she's got the behind-the-scenes look because someone has to run the camera for us. Either way, you'll get our best loser lines of the week right there at Brooke and Jeffrey on TikTok.
I mean, I was a technical director at a news station for quite a while.
So she's been
who says you have no skills? Now let's get back to the clips.
Next message.
Hey, Tammy. It's me. I just want to say that I feel really bad about what happened. I should have known that it was a bad idea to bring that kid to the bar.
Oh.
It was really dumb, but I read somewhere that girls think guys are more responsible if they have kids. But I didn't know he'd start crying and yelling, "That's not my daddy," and everybody came over, and it was just embarrassing, you know. But I got it all straightened out with a lady who was shopping next door or whatever. She dropped the kidnapping charges, but I still have to make a court appearance next Tuesday. It's just a formality. So yes, go ahead and just get back to me when you can. All right. See ya.
Okay.
Next message.
Wow.
Do I understand the logic of this the right way? Like, he tried to impress a girl by bringing a random child into a bar
who
with him.
Who was screaming and crying.
Because he thought it would make him look responsible.
Yep, daddy. Yep. And then got arrested for kidnapping.
Yeah.
I mean, she did drop the charges, but...
Well, I feel bad. There's some girl in that bar that's like, oh, that dream guy's getting carted away.
You
look so perfect.
Hey, maybe that made him hotter, getting arrested.
Oh,
bad boy, there it is.
I think he needs to go hang out with kitten jugglers.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Next message.
Hi, Jessica. I just wanted to thank you again for helping me out. And, you know, the reason I'm doing this is in 2 weeks I'll be leaving for the Siberian tundra, and I need to get acclimated to the temperature change. So I'd like to take the chance to live in the freezer of one of your the Outback steakhouses that you manage. And don't worry, I won't touch any food, and I won't get anyone's way. I when I come back from the trip, I plan to write a book about my frozen experiences. And like I said, I Jessica, I promise to give you and Outback all the credit. You know, I'll put you in the thank you section of the book. And you know, while I'm living in your freezer, if one of the cooks wants to leave a bloomin' onion by the door when they leave, that would be nice too.
Yeah.
Those things are delicious.
Oh, man.
Outback needs to hire this man immediately.
Uh-huh. I put in bets on that he gets eaten by a polar bear in his first week of the tundra.
Remember, you can listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every single week.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Make sure you subscribe to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok, too, so you can hear your favorite Loser Lines right there.
I can't stop thinking about that guy's loser. Sorry.
We're going to do a phone tap right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.